Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Welcome one more time to that cultural salon, that gathering of artists and intellects and rapscallions and fun people known as Madame Perry Salon. I am your host, your groove mistress, and your spiritual director, Madam Perry. You can call me Jen or Jennifer or JP. I am just happy to be here again and talk to you. I think I missed a few shows last week, had some technical things, but you know, back, and we got so much stuff going on. And first of all, thank you all of you who listen, who share, who tell your friends. I am always honored when I see that someone has shared or reposted something I've put up on social media about the podcast or a guest that's going to be on it so that their friends will know about it. I really appreciate that, and I hope to deserve your kindness and your generosity at sharing the shows because it really does make a big difference in the show. It helps me keep getting cool guests, hopefully keep getting more cool listeners like you, but also the cool guests, many of whom are listeners, that we've been having lately. Oh my gosh, it seems like the last fun thing I did was Wild Wild West Con in Tucson, and it was March 5th through the 8th, and the 8th was a Sunday, and that night we were supposed to turn our clocks forward for the time change, and as someone said, I wish I could remember who, so I could attribute this to them, but somebody said, little did we know that when we changed our clocks, when we did the time change, and we were going from, you know, a good time into all of this chaos, like an apocalypse that we've been in. And so, yeah. But anyway, before the con, you know, I always try to get as many people who are going to be featured at the con on the show in the month leading up. And I did. I got Thomas Woolerford, and I got Wheeler Stone, Doc Stone, got some other people all come to mind. And you know what else? Oh, Paige Gardner. Yeah, Paige Gardner and Captain Anthony LaGrange, also known as Tony Ballard Smoot. Oh, my gosh. This was just the best people. Liana Renee Heber. Let me tell you, I met Liana Renee Heber about 10 years ago, and reading her books ever since, this woman's work, it's just like every word she writes is, I'm a fast reader, but especially when I was reading a few weeks ago, I was reading The Spectral City. I realized I was not going to finish this book if I didn't stop reading the sentences over and over, because each one is so beautiful. This woman is just a goddess at writing. So every sentence was so perfect, so beautiful work of art that I want to read them over and over. And finally I thought, I'm not going to ever figure out what happened. So I got to remind myself I can always reread it, right? So also coming back, a lot of conventions that people were looking forward to were canceled. And that is a very sad thing. So someone, I don't know who, some brilliant person came up with the idea to create a virtual con called Consolation. Mm-hmm. Consolation. Because I guess all the cancellations of the con. So people could have a virtual consolation. And it has been so much fun following the con. So I thought I would get in a show here to where you can call if you're at Consolation. tell me what you've been doing, because people there are talking about all kinds of stuff, movies, TV shows, hobbies. Let's see. Oh, I get it. Somebody here named, I don't know this person, Josiah Higginson, posted in Consolation. That's spelled Consellation. What silly hobbies do you have at conventions? Personally, I enjoy complimenting Deadpool cosplayers on their Spider-Man costume. Oh, Josiah, really? That's cold. That could be dangerous in some cases. But, hey, I'm sure you're pretty swift of foot. But that's yeah, then people have been saying, like, you know, meet me here. What kind of swag have you got? Let's go down to here. Hey, we don't have – there's also Cynthia Parrish, who peed in the ball pit, wrong answers only. These people are – everybody's kind of getting into the fun of it, of an online con, and posting questions or games or meet me here or what about this. Why I love people that go to cons. I don't care. Steampunk, cosplayers, whatever you do, whatever your angle is, your game, your you enjoy, because everybody is so creative that their imagination, they can entertain themselves. I hate to hear anyone say, I'm bored. You know, people used to go around really happy, go, I'm bored or boring. And I thought, anybody that says bored or boring, they are a boring person, because if you have to depend on somebody else to entertain you, that's a sad thing. But these people, you know, they create the entertainment. They create the fun and the joie de vivre. But let's go on some more. Cynthia Parrish, hers was the one about the ball pit. And let me make sure I give you the post here so she knows. So if you are at Consolation, or if you're upset because you missed a con, anything like that, something you got to say, say it. Give me a call, 646-716-9922. there's just, let's see. Oh, here's one from, Paige Sullivan Ashmore says, breaking news, Borg cancels invasion. Amid COVID-19 concerns, invasion canceled. No, we're good, Borgs. To the Borg Queen. Okay. All righty. And let them know. I just read theirs. So anyway, somebody's got to, you just have to get over to Facebook. Go over there to it. You'll see. These people are a lot of fun. And what else are they going to do? Going to be on tomorrow night, or who's going to be on tomorrow night? Tomorrow night is John Sprocket, Captain John Sprocket. You know him from The Cog is Dead. I've just got The Cog is Dead. He's going to be here tomorrow night. He was at Wild West Con. He was the opening act. Then there was Marquis de Vaudeville, then Poison Garden, and that was hilarious. That was good. Hilarious. What I mean is, like, it's just it was just a great night. All the costumes, the people, the dancing. If you were at that con, tell me what you liked about it. If not, then if you weren't there, tell me where you were. Tell me what kind of costume you would have worn. Tell me where you'll be going next. Anyway, I think right now, so I'm trying to let some people know that I am posting or some of their comments on the air, but no one has said anything yet or called in. So the number is 646-716-9922. So right now I'm going to play a song by somebody that was on, let's see, not long ago. Is there somebody special you want to hear? I've got a lot of music that a lot of people allowed me to play. I'll tell you what if I played some, let's see. I play Frenchie and the Punk a lot. But do you want to hear them again, Frenchie and the Punk? Okay, well, right now I'm going to play Sasha Vallely from her band Midnight Larks, and the song is Loner. How apropos, Loner, Sasha Vallely, Midnight Larks.
What's a doctor? You want a pompous prince? I got the devil in my pants. I got the devil in my pants. Making me say things that I don't mean. I'm talking through any damn thing I've seen. I'm just a victim of circumstance. And every time it happens, it's the devil in my pants. Well, there's a new disease that's going around town and turning me red where I used to be brown. I don't care, I'll take a chance. I got the devil in my pants. Well, some blame it on whiskey, some blame it on pills. I just can't stop, it breaks down my will. Got a one-track mind, I'm in a trance. I'm blaming on the devil in my pants. He's making me say things that I don't mean. I'm talking through and acting obscene. I'm just a victim of circumstance. And every time it happens, it's the devil in my pants.
Mighty Daryl Rhodes with I've Got the Devil in My Pants. Do you know who Daryl Rhodes is? You know, I've been listening to him for years. It was Daryl Rhodes and the Ha Ha Vishnu Orchestra, the Mighty Mighty Men from GLAAD, Daryl Rhodes, all a great musician, writer, but also a comedian, a stand-up comic and a writer, and he's also got some films he's done. I think there was one he did last year. I might have got to sit in the audience on, but if it comes to your town, look for Daryl Rhodes. It's DarylRhoades. He is the funniest man. And speaking of funny people, there is a podcast, and a lot of you, I know that pretty much everyone I know on Facebook has seen me post things about this podcast. I've posted them on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and such. But the podcast is called He Said, She Heard. It's an original Mike Fox podcast series. Mike Fox, a professional voiceover actor, artist, and announcer. And it's Australian humor. And the thing is, if you listen to him now, it's new, so you might not have heard about it yet. But it's like overheard conversations, sort of, or let me just read their description. When hilariously awkward conversations and situations are overheard, the typical human response is to listen, discuss, and laugh. Well, this podcast ain't that type of party. He Said, She Heard reveals what happens behind closed doors. The question also remains, what happens to find out? Each episode features a fresh new crop of original characters with unusual surnames and Australian accents. But let me tell you, they're all short, you know, like between 9 to 12 minutes. So they're bite-sized chunks of big laughs, and that's what I like about them. The titles, Banana Coke, Sexy Plumber, Bakery Heist is one of my favorites. I've played it about 3 or 4 times. You'll learn what smart underwear is. You've got smartphones, smart this and that. Do you know what smart underwear is? Well, you've got to go to episode 3. Bakery Heist. That's right, H-E-I-S-T, Bakery Heist on He Said, She Heard. And you can thank me later. So check that out. And, of course, I've got the link to it here if you listen no matter what platform you listen to Madam Perry Salon on. I have a description, and I have a link on there to He Said, She Heard. Or if you follow me on Facebook, either as Jennifer Maudette Perry, Madam Perry Salon, or follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you will see I post this so that you can find it. But check it out. He Said, She Heard, an original Mike Fox podcast series, and it is funny, and it's on Spotify. So go over to Spotify now. Well, when you get through listening here, just write down Spotify. Okay. Now, I still have time, still have room to talk to people who are at Consolation or anywhere, whatever you're doing. Listen, I talked to my sister-in-law this morning. She's a musician. Everyone in my husband's family is a musician, but one of his sisters, Anne Marie, she is so talented and she's so much fun. She said, with this, you know, isolation going on, she said, "I'm so bored." And she's a touring musician. You know, she's been playing for years. She's a songwriter. She said, "I'm so bored. I think my next project is to take 3 recorders and a trash bag and make a set of bagpipes." All right, I am looking forward to that. So, the thing is, if this woman does it, it'll be good. You know, it sounds goofy, but if she were to do it, I know it'll be funny. And I made her promise. I said, "You've got to come bring it on the show." And then she goes, no, I'll be too shy. I said, "You get up on stage all the time. What's this? This is nothing to you." So, we'll just have to see what happens. Oh, let's see. Who else can I tell you about? You know what? You know, if you've written a book and you are upset because nobody's buying it, well, you know, you got to learn how to promote it. People can't buy your book if they don't know about it. And just because you bought a book doesn't mean that there's a sign that goes off all over the world telling people about it. You got to learn how to hustle. And sometimes people say, "I can't afford a publicist. I don't know where to find a publicist." And then there are people who get ripped off by publicists because they don't know how to shop for one. But you know what? And especially now, people don't have the money. But I've got a book called Sell Your Books Today. It's Sell Your Books Today. It's over on Smashwords, or you can get it on Barnes & Noble. It's an e-book, so you can buy it now and have it within a minute. And I, because I'm an entertainment publicist, I've been doing stuff like this for years, for film documentaries, for musicians, writers. Let me tell you this. I'm going to take you step by step in that book on DIY book publicity. You're going to learn how to do it. You're going to learn how to be it. You know what? Well, we don't have time. Say you've got a partner, a child, a parent, a best friend that says, "You know what? I would love to be your publicist, especially now. I've got plenty of time." Get the book for them. Let them read it. Let them read it and learn how to be your publicist. Also, I'm doing an online, well, not online, on the phone, DIY publicity group, or I call it my mastermind group. I don't like to have more than 3 or 4 people in the group because we meet by phone once a week and we need for everybody to be able to converse. And then we even take virtual field trips on things so I can teach you about how to get the most, how to get the best out of social media. So go over to Lone Wolf Communications, my page, or the Lone Wolf Communications on well, on the internet or on Facebook, or Lone Wolf Jen on Instagram. And if you go there, I'll let you know. You'll see something I've posted or a short video on how to get into my group. And I know times are tough, but if you've got a book and you want to work with it and you want to take this thing, I will be happy, very happy to, you know, work with your, what kind of money you've got right now, especially people. Wait, whoa. It's time for the Is it time for the dog fights? What? Okay. Somebody's got to get this dog out of here. No, it's not a dog fight. No, I'm not broadcasting from Michael Vick's house, even though I am in Atlanta. This is just a dispute over a toy somebody found. Okay? I promise. Anyway, what else would you like to hear? You know, I never get enough of Frenchie and the Punk. I love Frenchie and the Punk. So why don't we play Latraine, Frenchie and the Punk, if you don't mind?
Le travail part chaque matin et chaque soir pour Paris, pour Paris. Le travail part chaque matin et chaque soir pour Paris.
Here. Hi, welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Hello? Oh, I think this is one of these musician types. I don't know if they know how to use this kind of fancy equipment. Let me see this fancy blog talk radio equipment. Maybe he'll call back. Anyway, it's 646-716-9922. 646-716-99. Radio assures me that it is a toll-free call in the continental U.S. Okay? So, let's see. I'm trying to get back to consolation. Consolation, people! Are you all awake? Are you sober? Do you not feel me trying to reach out to you here? Okay, wait a minute. All right, so that was, again, Scott, Helen, and Samantha Stevenson, also known as Frenchie and the Punk with Latrine. And, oh, look who's coming in here, the genie bottle known as Madame Perry Salon. I believe it is another musician. Come on in. Talk to us. It's kind of dark in here. We're conserving light. Larry, is that
hey,
you?
Hey, are you talking to me?
Yes,
hey,
I'm talking to you.
How's it going? Okay, I'm learning
good,
the ropes, how
good.
all this works.
You're doing
You sound great.
You're doing great. Oh, thank
so
you.
So what's up? What's
it's
happening?
So nice
you're
of you.
You're in isolation, I take it, right? Near isolation
yeah.
or near isolation?
Yeah. And, yeah, you could probably, if you listened a few minutes ago, you could hear the dog fight going in the background. And I had to give, there was a, and by the way, this is, introduce yourself to the people out there in Madame Perry world.
Oh, hey, my name's Larry. Yeah, I am a musician. And, let's see, Denton. I think you know Denton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
not. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
we play guitars.
Well, yeah.
We, Yeah, I thought so. We were we played at the Buckeye Room Bar and Grill until recently, every first Saturday, you know, and it was we called it dance music from rock and roll to ancient. We said what else? Songs you love and songs you're gonna, because we wrote some of our own. It was a blast.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking
have,
every time, Larry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we still, I still play music. I also have the luxury of being able to work from home. So I'm making out pretty well. I mean, you
oh,
know,
that's good.
when you consider, you know, you got to look around and put it in perspective and consider how lucky you are. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, rather than feel sorry for yourself just because, oh, I can't go out as much as I used to and so on. I mean, it's all temporary anyway, right?
Right, absolutely. And
so
I think about, you know,
pretty much how
I feel. When I almost did something, you know, you think, oh, well, I'll go later. I can't go now. I'll go there next week. And, you know, we never thought next week might not come. And
right.
So, but no, that the last week, yes, Larry is a good musician. But he's a great guitar player. He's a singer. He has a tight band. And
you're very kind.
If you're in Atlanta, oh, don't spread that rumor. Then everybody will want something. So don't tell people that. But anyway.
Oh, I almost forgot. I am so sorry. I wrote a song. I posted it out there on SoundCloud. It's called When This Thing Blows Over. And just check it out and share it if you like. Yeah.
I will.
Actually,
all
I
right.
made it at the house
and
just kind of put it out there. It's
can
kind
I
of
play
a
it on the air?
Song. Sure. Feel free. Yeah, again, it's called When This Thing Blows Over. I just wanted to put it out there. I feel it might raise some spirits out there, you know, in bunker land, you know, homes and shelters and bunkers everywhere. Just enjoy. Hey, I'm going to run for
good.
Now, though. And I really appreciate the time and everything you're doing. So good luck out there, everyone. Be well. Take care.
Thank you. And, hey, Larry, let me say one more thing. You know, this is something you might not have known. The last time you played that first weekend of March at the Buckeye with your band, and my husband was playing with you and some friends of ours, and we're having a birthday party there. And that weekend I was in Tucson for Wild Wild West Con. And at the end of it, that you remember that Sunday night, you know, that we had to all remember to turn our clocks forward, right, for time change? Oh, he's already gone. He hung up on me. But, yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Larry. Anyway, that was our last, we never knew we were changing to the Twilight Zone, like I already said. But, okay, Wheeler Stone just posted in Wild Wild Westcon page that he was showing a video. He posted a video and said, introducing you guys to Frenchie and the Punk. I highly recommend. I'm going to say, hey, 2 minutes ago. So I guess we're all thinking about Scott and Samantha, and yeah, I hope that they will we'll get to hear them again soon, because we don't really know. We feel sure that something's going to come open soon, and but I don't know when exactly. But you know, we've got to all get back to some semblance of normal at some time. And by normal, I mean when we can get out and enjoy being with each other, and just get out and have fun. Now we'll know to appreciate it more. I don't know. I've seen the pictures from New York, all the cities around the world. I think it was last Sunday, and the New York Times, and it showed pictures of major cities all over the world, and their roads are just dead. They're just empty. They're quiet, like no one lives there. And I've been, like probably a lot of you have, I've been in New York City at 2, 3, 4 a.m. And it's always busy. Maybe not as busy as the rush hour for morning and afternoon. I've been in Madrid at 2 and 3 and 4 in the morning. And it's never, and it's still places I've been. Amsterdam. I haven't been out later than 2 a.m. in Amsterdam, I'm sure, or Japan. But still, it's really a sobering, staggering kind of thing to see all these streets where people, it's just empty. We just never thought we'd see anything like that in our lifetime. But, hey, there we go. Now, what I want to do is hear some from somebody at Consolation. So talk to me, folks. Give me a call. It is 646-716-9922. You know what? If there's anything else that you want to hear that I've got, let's see. I've got Hugh Cornwell. I've got Ricky Bird. Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. I've got Chasm Sultan. I've got, who else? Oh, Lita Ford. I've got Moses Moe. I've got Mar-a-Lago by this couple. I don't know if I can play that or not, but I sure do want to. I think maybe I will. You know what? I've also got Sam Halen running with the devil. Yeah, we've already played Got the Devil in My Pants, so why not play Sam Halen Running with the Devil?
Yeah.
Running with the Devil, Van Halen, those fabulous, fabulous women, Van Halen. Well, they tour a lot, but I don't know if they're going to be touring anytime soon like everybody else. They're off the grid, which is a doggone shame. You know, it really is. But maybe I think some of them are probably doing some live shows, and yeah, maybe you'll get to hear them live or see them. They're in California, I think Los Angeles, but hey, they can travel, and they are absolutely sensational. You know, you think, well, they'll be good. They are. They are incredible. They are a smash. They tear the stage up. They know what they're doing. They know how to handle it. So who else could we play? Well, I'm waiting to hear from somebody. You know, if you're listening live, give me a call. Give me a call and let me know what's going on. What did you sitting home? How many times have you started a new project? What have you decided to paint a room? Are you cleaning out your closet? Are you, I don't know. Are you learning how to sculpture with rebar or something? Just tell me what you're doing. And also, have you met any new people? Have you, not in person, do you get your food delivered to you? Do you go out to the grocery store with a mask and gloves and so forth? Do you wear one of those plague masks, like from the, from the plague era, from the 19th century? Just wonder what everybody's doing. 646-716-9922. It was nice to hear from Larry Marcenko. And let's see. There's got to be. I've got a Chasm Sultan. Clock's all stopped. Yeah, that's kind of apropos. Here we go.
Nothing is certain. One day, who knows? Maybe I'll fly to the moon. I drew back the curtain to start the show, but the crowd already left the room.
But the clock all stopped. The seconds you won't.
Lovers by our friend Ray D'Africo. A lot of people, not only in the South or in the States, but a lot of people know Ray D'Africo from his band, the Night Porters, very, very popular band. A lot of work he does. He's still playing, writing, performing out on the road, and doing a lot of social and political activism. I'm very, very proud of Ray. And so, one more thing I wanted to tell you. Don't forget tomorrow night, April 2nd, Captain John Sprockett from the Caga's Dead is going to be here at Madame Perry Salon, and I'm so excited. I got to tell you about one more thing, one more sponsor of ours. I already told you about He Said, She Said, the podcast. And let me tell you about, it's a book called Thriller, or in some countries it's called Thriller, The Betrayal. It was written by Mosianne Petit Jackson. Mosianne is the daughter of Michael Jackson. She grew up as a kid. She was never around her mother very much, but she said she spent a lot of time at when she was little until she was sent to live with some other relatives. Now, I'm going to be playing tomorrow night, trailer, but let me tell you, she works. She was going to be on the show for a few minutes and do an interview, but she's actually a medical professional caregiver at a hospital in the Netherlands, and she is working, as you can imagine, around the clock because of the COVID-19, a coronavirus situation, and all the people there. So she said she still wants to do the interview, but right now she says, I just can't. You know, she's working so hard. So she sent a message for me to read to you. And this is from Mosianne Petit Jackson, and she is about her book Thriller, Betrayal, about her childhood and life growing up as Michael Jackson's daughter and her people that she was close to or not close to, like her aunt, who was Diana Ross's sister, was very close to her. But anyway, she said, I hope that my book will give a chance to let people read something new and give them power for the fight for life. That was me as Michael Jackson's daughter. It's all about fitting to life, and that was, or fighting to life, and that was what my book is about, Thriller, Betrayal, and Thriller, The Dark Side of the Netherlands. I hope people will read my books and it gives power to them to stay strong and live the best that you can and stay nice, because that's the best, just to stay nice to people no matter how the world has hurt you and has hurt your heart. I hope my books will give people the power to be who they are. I am Michael Jackson's daughter, and I understand that the world almost cannot believe me, just like I would tell them. I've always known that this will happen in the world, the coronavirus. My friends are still shocked that what I said or predicted did happen. So she says, you have to believe in your own soul. This way, I love people who've adopted children and taken care of children that weren't theirs. I don't care that my dad's three children are not his DNA. To me, they are my brothers and sisters, Biggie, Paris, and Prince Jackson. But her book, I've put links to it. You can get it on Amazon, Thriller or Thriller Betrayal. And she has, it's out in seven languages. And Mosianne Petite Jackson. But go on there. You can read an excerpt of her book on Amazon. You know how Amazon gives you a chance to look inside. So check that out. Don't forget, too, that tomorrow night, John Sprockett, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Hey, I've got more time to do more podcasts. Tell me, what do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? Who do you want to hear? Just let me know, because I think you're wonderful, and I want to bring you all the entertainment, all the music, all the information that you want. I think my listeners are fabulous. When people ask them, when people want to advertise on the podcast, or they might want to, or maybe a publicity firm or some publishers call me and they'll say, well, what is your audience like? What is your demographic? Well, my demographic doesn't fit into a hole. I've got listeners who have called in that are in their 20s and all the way up. And I just say, my listeners are people who have a variety of interests, curiosity, good imaginations. They like to learn. They like to explore. They like to find new things, new music. And they're just an audience that has a zest for learning and for life. That's my demographic. So, as you know, I like to close with my song. And, hey, would you like to have a copy of my CD with this song on it? Everybody's Got to Swing, because I'm Madam Perry, and I think you're wonderful. And I love you. Bye-bye.